Chuck Jed Freestyle for September 7th, 2012. Hey, just standing out at the grill cooking dinner on a Friday night. And feeling a bit lethargic. It's been for such a short week. It's been such a long week. I had Monday and Tuesday off to bring Julie back to college. You probably heard that one. And working Wednesday, Thursday, Friday was mostly writing technical articles, trying to get some material pulled together and putting together a huge two-day presentation that one of my colleagues is going to deliver over in the UK in about a week and a half. Then at the last minute, as of about an hour ago, just found out that he's not presenting, I am. So had to do a little schedule shifting around and whatnot, so I'll be heading out to the UK. It's been a long time since I've been there, so should be interesting. The guy who was going to do it said, well, are you excited? And I just kind of went, meh, because it's been kind of a meh day. Feeling a little exhausted. I hope it's not the precursor to getting sick, which sometimes happens when you get really tired. It's your body's way of fighting off all the germs and immunity and stuff. So hopefully knocking on whatever I've got nearby, metal for the grill, knocking on that I'm not getting sick. But I'll do my best to keep it strong. I gotta go find my passport. Also, currently reading listening to an audiobook from audible.com called Red Shirts by John Scalzi. It's, you can probably guess from the name what it's about, but it is not a Star Trek book. It's not even set in the Star Trek universe. There's a reference to it, and it's read by Will Wheaton, who does a great job of reading it. But it is about the ship Intrepid, in which there's a strange situation where their death rate on away missions has skyrocketed, and they've got some crazy theories on how that might be happening. And the people who are minor characters are the main characters of the book, but in the story they're like extras, which is why they keep getting killed off. So story's fun. I'd like to see if I can get an interview with John, talk to him on Technorama about that. But the sci-fi, it is a sci-fi space story, and like all of them, the science is a bit unbelievable, but you have to suspend disbelief for entertainment sometimes. Got a couple of good surprises. I give this about a 4 out of 5 stars if you're interested in reading it, or if you've got an Audible account, I recommend it for, I know, the listeners of this podcast. It's not a long book. The audiobook is about 7 hours 45, so easily doable in a long weekend or something. So that's it for today. I'll keep you up to date and talk to you next time. Take care.